This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Okay, Joe, that's Joe Biden getting booed in Lake Tahoe. I mean, that was him. He was literally getting out of the motorcade, and he gets booed. And I mean, they're boo, boo, boo. But by the way, this is the guy that got 81 million votes. Isn't he the most popular guy? Where are the throng of, panty-throwing girls, bra-throwing women, guys throwing, their underwear, their hats? Where are they? Because everywhere he goes, Joe Biden seems to be greeted with boos. And I saw the other day, I talked about this, Donald Trump driving through Georgia and black folks lining the streets, excited, watching that motorcade go through. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden boo. Here's the second part when he gets ready to leave.
Thank you all so good.
Thank you, sir.
That's right, Americanskis, it did not change. They booed him coming and they booed him going. And rightfully so. The other day I covered the timeline of Burisma. I want to play this clip. This is John Solomon on Steve Bannon's show. And he's essentially laying out everything that I said. And we're going to cover Joe Biden this hour in terms of what's coming next. Because Joe Biden will be impeached. He will not be the Democrats' nominee. And the only strategy I hope the Republicans are playing is a timeline strategy. But here's John Solomon talking with Steve Bannon.
Since Joe Biden ran for office in 2019, he's been lying about his son's business relationships. He said his family got no money from China. They got $6, $7 million from China. He said my son's laptop was disinformation. It was real. He said all these things that to get the job of president, to fool the American people into hiding what was really going on in his family, shaking down foreign interests for millions of dollars. One of the lies that has been sustained the longest is that when Joe Biden fired or forced the firing of the Ukraine prosecutor Viktor Shokin in 2015 by leveraging $1 billion in U.S. aid. He threatened to withhold a $1 billion loan guarantee until the Ukrainian president fired Viktor Shokin. That had nothing to do with his son, even though Shokin was aggressively investigating Burisma Holdings and Hunter Biden at the time. He said it had nothing to do with it. I was simply carrying out U.S. policy. Well, the documents we made available overnight and into this morning completely debunked that. It shows that the official State Department policy, the official Justice Department policy, the official Treasury Department policy in the fall of 2015 was that Viktor Shokin was doing a good enough job reforming and fighting anti-corruption or creating anti-corruption efforts in Ukraine that he deserved the $1 billion loan guarantee. Joe Biden didn't accept that recommendation over the course of several weeks. He flipped that recommendation around on its head. He actually decided to leverage the $1 billion and withhold it in order to force the firing of Shokin. In fact, some people that were involved in the process got caught off guard. They didn't know about it when he did it in December 15. They woke up after the Christmas holidays and saw a leak in the Ukrainian newspaper, and they were surprised by it.
Hang on. My head's blown up like when I read it. You're telling me that the guys inside the Obama administration, the National Security, people were working on this, actually opposed it as policy. And Biden then flipped it, and that's how we got him sitting at the Council of Foreign Relations or wherever he was
making that statement that about getting rid of Ashokan. So this was the policy they had worked on and agreed to because they were making enough progress on corruption. And then Biden completely flipped it. Wait, this is the smoking. Is this not the smoking gun, brother?
It is.
It absolutely is. And I want to remind you when Biden's surrogate, who's supposed to be representing the people, Dan Goldman, got caught in a press conference, and he essentially was like, oh, no, what Biden did with Shokin, it actually hurt Hunter Biden and helped Burisma.
Yeah. I don't know. He picked up the phone at dinner when his dad called him, and he was at dinner.
Who were some of the conflicts of interest?
The press isn't buying this.
No conflicts of interest with President Biden when he was vice president, and now, as it pertains to Archer's testimony about Hunter?
There is not a shred of evidence of a single conflict of interest of President Biden ever doing anything in connection or in relation to Hunter Biden's business ventures other than advocating for the removal of a prosecutor general who was advantageous to Burisma. The only evidence we have right now of any official action by President Biden in connection to Hunter Biden's business interests is bad for Hunter Biden's business interests.
How is that not a conflict of interest?
How is that not a conflict of interest? Because it had nothing to do with. It had nothing to do. What?
You see that reaction?
It was not done in furtherance of that.
Watch where you pivot.
Because President Biden. It has a tremendous amount of integrity and respect. And if you ask any of the State Department witnesses who have dealt with President Biden, then President Biden, in Ukraine and elsewhere, they will all say, every one of them will vouch for him, Vice President Biden was a man of the highest integrity who only advocated on behalf of the United States.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. He's a man of integrity. Welcome back, folks. As I mentioned at the time, you could see where the transition point where Goldman went, uh-oh, I screwed up. The only place, he says, where you can connect these two is with Shokin. And, oh, by the way, that did not benefit Hunter or Burisma. And now what are we learning? As John Solomon said, we're learning the family got money from China. Laptop was disinformation. He was hiding what his family was doing. And the Viktor Shokin firing, he said, had nothing to do with his son. He was carrying out U.S. policy. And what? It's been, here's the word, debunked. Official U.S. policy was that Shokin was doing a good job, and Joe Biden had no reason to go in there and change that. He did it on a pivot because he's used to getting away with that crooked stuff, and he got caught.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Our government is crooked. It's just a fact. The most crooked government in the world. Because here's the problem. It wants to present itself as, oh no, we follow the Constitution, we follow the rule of law, when in fact, they do nothing of the sort. Democrats talk about protecting the democracy. Is if we really live in a democracy. We live in a communist country that started out as a constitutional republic. And that didn't mean majority rules. It meant that truth should rule. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. Our government is worse than the mafia. It's worse than the mafia, the yakuza, you name it. Name me all the mobsters around the world, whatever you want to name them. Our government is worse because our government has the most money. It's got the best means of targeting people. It can kill people sanctioned without with immunity. And it can do it. What it'll do is it'll do it and rationalize it. And you know what it does it for? To protect the elites, to protect people in power, people with power and money. I was thinking about this the other day. You know what bugs here's the thing. You work hard so you can get a certain amount of privilege. In other words, I work hard so I get the privilege of living, for example, in a better neighborhood. Maybe it's even gated. Maybe it's even gated with security. You work hard for that. But you're paying the price. You say, I'm going to work hard. I see the neighborhood I want to live in. I'm going to fight to get into that neighborhood because it gives me more protection. So when people fight hard to get money and power, they want it to mean something. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I was watching Billions. And I was thinking, Billions. See, when I fight hard to get money, I fight hard to get money to give me pleasure. You know, I can take more vacations. I don't worry about paying my bills, things like that. I get to see family and friends more. I get to do things and take advantage of what? The only thing that we share pretty much equally, which is time. Now, I know we don't share it equally in terms of life and death, but a second to you is a second to me. And yeah, if you only live to be 20 and I live to be 100, yeah, I get 5x more seconds than you got, but a second is still a second. And the idea is make every second count. So when you go out there and you work hard, I'm not working hard so I can go, now listen, when the criminal justice system attacks me, I'm going to make sure that it's all in my favor. Can I hire a better lawyer? Sure. But it isn't to get out of the crime. In other words, as long as it's on the up and up, if you accuse me of running a traffic light and I get an attorney, it isn't because I want to get out of it. It's because I'm saying, work out the best deal for me, etc. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, you get the book thrown at you if you're poor. Yeah, well, that's the privilege. The privilege is I hire an attorney. He says, Kevin, pay it $250 more than you would and you get out of it or it's off your record. Okay. But you can all work hard for that. It isn't me getting special treatment. Everybody knows you go in there, if you're willing to pay the fine, if you're willing to go to traffic court, if you got the money to do it, you'll do it. But I work hard for the money. I work hard for the money. So you better treat me right. So I want that. But I don't want money so it can give me power over somebody else. Power over the system? Okay, Kevin, we understand. You know, you don't want the points on your record. That's one thing. But it isn't like the points come off my record and get on some poor black dude's record or some poor Guatemalan midget's record. It goes off the record. That's different. There are people that seek power so they can make a phone call and say, prosecute this guy, persecute this guy. That's leftist power. That's what they want. And that's what our government has allowed. It's allowed people with money to say, here's what I want you to do. And that's what Biden knows. Biden's like, you know what? I could sell my influence. I could make it easier. I could get my son out of his dope deals. I could get my son's, I could make his baby mama take less money. I can use my power for personal benefit that actually goes to hurt somebody. That's the power they want to wield. And Trump proves every day that that's the crooked nature of the leftist system as they continue to indict him and it backfires. And you know what it does? It tells people they don't just go after the little guy. They don't just go after that poor black guy. They'll go after that rich white guy under the right circumstances. What are those circumstances? He happens to be a Republican. Makes you think. And while they're targeting Trump, we see how Americans feel about him and about Biden. Trump's numbers go up when they target him. And it confounds the Democrats because they're like, this is the opposite. It should be going down, man. It's like that crop report in Trading Places. Somebody switch out the crop report. Biden's numbers are in the toilet. They prop him up. They give him every advantage. His numbers are in the toilet. F. Biden signs greeted him as he crept into Hawaii. He got booed in Lake Tahoe. A series of shadow campaigns are underway against Biden right now. Because people like Gavin Newsom and others are waiting in the wings. Now, the media is not going to tell you that Joe's under fire. No, everybody supports the president. Joe Biden's second term that he won't get. Because Look, you don't have to believe me. And it's not going to be in the news where it's like in your face. Gavin Newsom formally declared for the presidency. Why is Gavin Newsom debating DeSantis? Because the Uniparty says those are your candidates. They've already selected them. And you know what you are? You are standing in the way of power. Because you don't want to let that happen. I don't care who the Democrats pick, but I do care who the Republicans pick. And you're not going to shoehorn DeSantis in under the guise of these two governors are debating because they want to talk about state to state. What the Democrats are doing is setting you up for who they want, and what the Uniparty Republicans are doing is saying, we don't care that Donald Trump is the leader of this party. We're going to give you DeSantis. Aren't you tired of that? See, it reminds me of what happened in China when I was talking to one of my friends who says, I don't care who the prime minister is or the president of China. We don't get a say. That debate they want to have is them not getting a say. And oh, by the way, the Democrats are concerned about that debate, but we'll talk about that in a bit. So every single day leading up to where we are right now, the Democrats get more and more disturbing news. And here's what we learned. Just weeks before special counsel Jack Smith brought charges against Donald Trump for supposedly mishandling classified documents, one of his top aides met with the White House counsel's office, raising serious concerns about the coordinated legal efforts against Biden's top political opponent going into the 2024 election. So there's a collusion happening inside the government at the highest level to get Trump for whatever reason. They know Donald Trump can do whatever he wanted with classified documents. They know this. Meanwhile, where's Joe Biden's classified document scandal? Have any charges been brought against him in any way? See, this is a Democrat's problem. Trump gets indicted 9 weeks after that meeting. Sounds a little like collusion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says at least 25,000 electrical linemen are already in place ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Idalia.
There's going to be down power lines. There's going to be certain hazards. It's going to make it more difficult for our personnel, but we are going to be there and we're going to get the job done.
He added he's mobilized urban search and rescue teams as well, but hopes they will not be needed. The mayor of Miami is suspending his presidential campaign after failing to make the debate stage last week. Francis Suarez made the announcement Tuesday in a post on X. He is the first candidate to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination. A new study shows that using medical or recreational marijuana has a risk of developing cannabis use disorder. According to the CDC, to have the disorder, a person must have two or more symptoms of craving weed, becoming tolerant to it, using more than they meant to, experiencing withdrawal, or not being able to quit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The criminal organization known as the Department of Justice is working with Joe Biden and the Democrats to conspire against Donald Trump, which means it is conspiring against America. We just learned that one of Jack Smith's guys went to the White House and met with White House special counsel, or White House counsel, about this Trump classified document deal. Supposed to be lines of distinction here. 63-year-old brat met with Saba at the White House November of 2021. Now, as I mentioned before, brat, here's what they say. According to this report, Jay Brat, one of Smith's minions since November of 2022, took a meeting with the White House on March 31st of 22 with the Deputy Chief of Staff of the White House Counsel, Carolyn Saba. The two were joined in the 10 a.m. meeting by FBI agent Danielle Ray. Now, Trump got indicted 9 weeks after that meeting. 63-year-old Brad also met with Saba at the White House November of 2021 when Trump's legal team was in discussions with the National Archives over the return of presidential records from his Mar-a-Lago estate prior to a formal investigation. Now, Trump was already asked for the information, and they were already meeting to talk about it when, of course, the raid occurred. Now, Brat had a third meeting in the White House, September of 2021, this time with Catherine Riley, an advisor to the White House Chief of Staff office. Logs offer no information about what was discussed at the meetings. Now, critics and legal experts question why Brat was taking meetings at all with White House counsel's office while part of an active investigation into President Trump's, into Biden's opponent, who happened to be, would be Trump in 2024. They go on to write this. This is the New York Post. There is no legitimate purpose for a line DOJ guy to be meeting with the White House except if it's coordinated by the highest levels. This is what Giuliani said as a federal prosecutor. Saba left the White House in May to attend law school. So this is a huge story that's being ignored by the Democratic Party. Bratt not only met with Biden's staff at the White House while investigating Donald Trump and weeks before Trump was charged, but Bratt is a senior DOJ official who insisted on securing a warrant and sending an FBI SWAT team to Mar-a-Lago. And Bratt stands accused by Stanley Woodward, who represents Walt Nauta in a documents case, of extorting him. Bratt allegedly told Woodward that the judgeship he is seeking has a better chance if his client turns on Trump. I'm just giving you some backdrop here, some background. This is a criminal organization, the DOJ. And to let Joe Biden remain in it is, I mean, it would be the worst thing we could possibly do. When asked if he thinks the White House special counsel were coordinating, Rudy Giuliani told the Post, "You dang right I do. What's happening is they have trashed every ethical rule that exists, and they have created a state police. It is a Biden state prosecutor and a Biden state police." And here's what's scary. If Joe Biden can do it, if a demented president who is a pathological liar and has a record of achievement that he has can do it, what do you think will happen if they got somebody who was actually somewhat competent, that had some appeal, some panache? "There is no reason," they write, "why the Justice Department should not be able to confirm whether this meeting was related to the ongoing investigations or concerns some other matter," said Constitutional Attorney Jonathan Turley. These people are scumbags in every way. I want to pivot back to the Shokin stuff. I want to play a clip, Jesse Waters talking about Shokin, and then we're going to have one other discussion about what Shokin said in his own words.
"Not only do we expect to find more filthy foreign bribes sneaking their way into Biden family bank accounts, the entire Biden-Ukraine cover story is collapsing. It turns out the Obama administration didn't want Biden to fire the Ukrainian prosecutor. The Obama administration told prosecutor Viktor Shokin he made good progress in fighting corruption, and the billion-dollar loan was on its way. Even the State Department's top point person on Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, told Shokin this: 'We've been impressed with the ambitious reform and anti-corruption agenda of your government.' But Biden went rogue and fired Shokin after his son asked him to. His son was being paid handsomely and was sharing the money with the Biden family. And now the fired prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, speaking out. He spoke to Brian Kilmeade and told him Joe Biden was likely bribed by Burisma. Watch.
I do not want to deal in unproven facts, but my firm personal conviction is that, yes, this was the case. They were being bribed. The fact that Joe Biden gave away $1 billion in U.S. Money in exchange for my dismissal, my firing, isn't that alone a case of corruption?"
The White House has been caught lying about this, says that guy's lying. But the fired prosecutor also said that if it wasn't for Joe Biden, Ukraine probably wouldn't be at war with Russia today.
There is no doubt that his actions have damaged the U.S. reputation in Ukraine. It is public knowledge. Everybody knows that it was because of Joe Biden's actions that Russia was able to claim Crimea without firing a single shot, which of course eventually led to a full-scale war that is currently underway.
It looks like the Biden family's greed and corruption triggered not only a bogus impeachment, but a deadly war. Representative Nancy Mace, South Carolina Congresswoman, joins me now. So you've seen now Shokin talk. Are you guys going to bring him in and talk to him? And where does this lead towards impeachment inquiry?
I would love to bring any witness into the Oversight Committee in our investigation when we come back into session in September. And I have to tell you, Jesse, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, bribery is one of the bases for impeachment in this country. And those bank records and those witnesses, they know where the bodies are buried. And that those bank records and witnesses will be the nail in the coffin for Joe Biden. Because if he did nothing wrong, why lie about it? If he did nothing wrong, why use a pseudonym? If he did nothing wrong, why is there millions and millions of dollars from Ukraine, from Burisma, from communist China in their bank accounts. And quite frankly, I think it was Barack Obama who said, do not underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. And he's really done it this time.
Sure has. So where do you stand with these subpoenas? You know you're looking into some offshore accounts that they've been hiding. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've looked into Joe Biden's personal checking account. There's the Wilmington Trust account, which looked like a piggy bank for the family. Where do we stand?
Well, we need to get all those bank records. It's one thing to see the suspicious activity reports, and we're talking about a staggering amount of money. It'll be north of $50 million when it's all said and done, but we have to have those physical bank records in hand. There are a lot of foreign banks involved that cost money. It takes time. We have to engage those banks to get those, but those will be the nail in the coffin in this investigation if we can prove the bribery that all of the other witnesses are alleging, and some of those FBI documents as well.
So he's going to say not a penny hit my checking account. Does that matter? If all of the other millions of dollars hit all of his other family members' account?
It was spread around the family entirely. This was a family business. Joe Biden cannot deny that he was in business with Hunter Biden and other family members. If we could show the SARS reports, I would, because the amount of money laundering, racketeering, the amount of bank accounts and companies involved, it's staggering. And there's no way what this guy did was legal. And none of this happens without Joe Biden being involved, quite frankly.
All right. Keep slapping those subpoenas around. Congresswoman, thanks as always. Have
a
nice weekend.
How much more evidence do you really need, right? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Obama didn't want Biden to fire the prosecutor. Victoria Nuland wrote from the State Department she was impressed with Shokin. And yet, Joe Biden got him fired. And all we got to do, Joe Biden says he's all for transparency. Well, listen, Joe, if you're all for transparency, release your bank records. Be forthcoming. But is he? No, he's not being forthcoming. She mentions the SARS report. She says, I wish you could see them. See, this is where I keep coming back to. The Republicans are not playing games here. They're saying, if you guys saw everything we saw, frankly, I don't need to see it. I mean, I know, if you see that, I don't need to see anything. I've seen enough. And as I said to you guys, the only possibility here is that the Republicans are saying, we have enough to burn the Democrats to the ground. Let's just keep letting them go. That's why every time I see, I'm going, where's Dan Goldman? I want to see Goldman. I want to see more of Goldman. Where's Adam Schiff? Where are all these big mouthpieces for the Democratic Party who've all stood behind Joe Biden? Where are all the media pundits who are talking about Joe Biden? I want to see these people. I want them on record when the Republicans blow this nuclear bomb up in the middle of the DNC and the DOJ and everywhere else it needs to blow up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Going back to the classified documents case, Mark Levin said that Judge Cannon should order from the bench that all records related to Bratt's meetings and discussions with the White House be preserved and provided to the court. because members of Jack Smith's staff met with Biden's staffers prior to Trump's prior to the raid on Mar-a-Lago and prior to the indictment of Trump on classified documents, which Pence has had classified documents. Nothing has happened with that. Joe Biden's got at least six locations of classified documents, and nothing happened. And there's been not even a mention of it. And yet Trump is president, who has the right to unclassify stuff. He's the one being persecuted and prosecuted. And so Levin also asked, where are Trump's lawyers? I don't know much about the legal system, but according to Levin, they can file a motion and immediately seek a court order for the information that he just talked about. And he says, and make enough of a stink about it for outrageous news that it draws attention. And then he says, let me add another point. This clearly adds to the overwhelming case for a special counsel, as this not only creates the impression of a conflict of interest, but a conflict of interest in fact. The Biden administration cannot be relied on to truthfully explain itself. So, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. As I said, there's little doubt in anybody's mind that the Biden administration is crooked, in collusion with the DOJ, who's in collusion with the Democratic Party, who's in collusion with all of the leftism that's out there. FBI spying on parents that go to school board meetings, for goodness sakes. I know they're looking at me with everything. Luckily, I got nothing to hide. I don't make enough money to hide money. Shoot. Go for it, FBI. So, you know, they're looking at all of us who are, we want nothing more than a nation we can count on, a government we can believe in. But nope, that's not what they want. The Justice Department has it's set its sights on conservatism, and Donald Trump is the fall guy. And as I mentioned earlier with this new Gingrich clip when we played that, he's happy to do it. He's happy to stand in the line of fire. How many politicians are really willing to do that? That's why I ask you about the field. All these people that have gotten in. Which of them would really go to bat for us? That should be your measuring stick. I want to play this clip. This is Kilmeade talking to Shokin. And this is the biggest, the most in-your-face piece of what Joe Biden has done. Understand this when we play this. There are many, many other things that Joe Biden didn't admit to publicly, but he was so brazen about this. And this is the one that's going to come back to bite him, even though there's many that are far worse. What he did with China is far worse than what he's done in Ukraine. Far worse. He's working with communist China to essentially upend our oil and gas, our energy sector. Same thing with Romania. But here's a clip where Shokin, and we played another clip that had part of what Shokin said, but Shokin said, essentially, if I went through all of the stuff that was against Joe Biden, he goes, I could eat up any amount of time you want. We had indictments on top of indictments we could have charged these guys with.
Were they up to doing something corrupt with Burisma? Was the company of Burisma corrupt, as been alleged, which since has been disbanded?
I have no doubt that there were illegal activities engaged in by Burisma. As a matter of fact, the criminal case had been started before me. It continued to expand. And Lushevsky, who at the time held the post of minister and was the founder and CEO of Burisma, started bringing in people who could provide protection for him. Hunter Biden was among them. And the corruption network expanded as a result. So, yes, to answer your question, there's no doubt in my mind that Burisma was engaged in illegal activities.
Devin Archer said you were a threat to Burisma. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Why? Because you were going to find out what they were up to?
Well, because he understood, and so did Vice President Biden, that had I continued to oversee the Burisma investigation, we would have found the facts about the corrupt activities that they were engaging in that included both Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and others.
What corrupt activities did you suspect they were engaged in?
It will take half a day for me to discuss every single count, but I can say that Burisma illegally produced, sold, and utilized gas. Klochevsky, the founder of Burisma, recently made a plea deal with the prosecution in a case where he was accused of giving a $6 million bribe, which is the kind of money that you don't just give away if you're not really engaging in anything illegal. So his plea deal was to cover up a $6 million bribe that he gave earlier.
Now, look, I don't know much about Shokin or Ukrainian politics or whatever, but it doesn't sound like a dude who should have been fired. It sounded like a guy who was really digging in. He was doing his job, and as I said, the State Department verified that. Victoria Nuland sent him a letter saying, yeah, we're going to give you the $1 billion. You've demonstrated you're cracking down on corruption. And the other thing that I've always noted is every time Joe Biden is put in charge of anti-corruption stuff, it ends up being more corrupt. And you know who happens to just be there as a knight in shining armor, the great white hope, the white knight, whatever you want to call him? Joe's son, Hunter. It's an uncanny coincidence. And I bet it actually coincides with, well, I don't know, SARS reports, bank account records, phone calls at strategic times during dinner, other meetings or dinner meetings that they claim didn't exist and we find out later they actually did exist. I could go on. This is what we're dealing with. And what's interesting is no matter how much evidence goes against Joe Biden, the left pretend that it isn't there. No matter how much evidence they lack in Donald Trump's cases, those cases are brought with a quickness that would blow your mind. I mean, you think nuclear explosions are fast. Let something Donald Trump be accused of something, and the blast radius for that, it makes a nuke look like somebody popped a firecracker. These people go to town. And this is, I think, the frustration that we have as conservatives and Republicans is, how is it that the left can have so little and go to work and prosecute Trump or try to get him? And let's face it, they don't do a good job, but they at least stir up the pot. And we can have so much and the pot doesn't get stirred. Because you know what the biggest question I get? Kevin, is the media really covering this? The mainstream media? Or is it getting out? Yeah, it's leaking out little by little, sadly. It's pathetic. This stuff needs to be front and center. Now, look, we've done a pretty good job. Look at what I talk about on the show. I'm not giving the Democrats credit. Credit for what? LGBT issues? Credit for what? The handling of black folks, the handling of Latinos, the handling of women? What do they need credit for? What can the Democrats possibly get credit for? I want you to ask yourself this, going into the next election cycle. If you're a woman on the left, I'm talking about not one of these hardcore feminist types, but just a lefty woman, and you find out that the Democrats are fighting to let transsexual men do everything you do, that they don't even think of you as a woman, that anybody can be a woman. I mean, talk about the woman's vote. Please, Republicans, is this thing on? Can you not win that battle? The lunacy on the left is astounding. I would ask people on the left, if you're doing better financially under Biden, you know, please let me know. Because see, they can give you money, you can get welfare, okay, get lined up. But when you go pay $5 for gas, when your apartment goes up $200-$300 a month, I'm talking about people that are on fixed and low incomes, they can't forego this up. When your grocery bill is 30, 40, 50% higher than it was under Trump, and you're going to ignore this stuff? I don't see him being able to do it. going back to Shokin, we'll finish off with that. He says, if I were to talk about this stuff, it would take me half a day to discuss every single count. The Bidens were crooked. And Shokin was saying, there's no question about that. I was investigating the crooked nature of Burisma, and that's what triggered all this, and that's what got me fired. Well, it's time we fire them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.